Hello and welcome to Apartment Cthulhu Season 4, Ballistic Critters. Flower, give us a rundown of what happened last episode.
Oh, we headed... I always had tend to type stuff up with the green thing, but I didn't have to. Welcome... Oh, crap. Remember how to start it off. I'm not prepared.
That's a trademark song. That's a trademark song. Yes, it is.
You
get in trouble for that.
Come on.
We all have early onset dementia, okay?
I'm not bailing a second person out here.
I tend to have to, like, between episodes, like, between the weeks, I text the book.
It happened 10 minutes ago, Flower.
Okay, yeah, never mind.
Last time on Ballistic Critters, you see, we have all went through a really hard time. I specifically had my cloaca touched. So this very strapping wolf sheriff of this local town rescued us from all these horrible rats, took in, had their sheep deputies take our statements. I had to give them a detailed account of what happened. And we all got armed to the teeth. Some of us already were and couldn't hold the guns that they gave us. He even gave me a hat. But he gave us the task of getting rid of the rest of the rats. And gave us the task, said we need it done quickly, and then we went off to bed at the local brothel, where hopefully no one else touches my cloaca unexpectedly.
I like that he said we needed it done quickly, so we went to bed.
Take Rummy a D100. If it's over 50, someone's touched you.
You son of a bitch. I'm surprised you said over 50 and not 69. That's kind of our number.
Nice.
Haha! No one touched me!
You remain
untouched,
but
I'm wearing a
night,
chastity belt.
No
one's touching me again!
The entire night, anytime you have a light and you turn it on, you just see there's eyes in the walls reflecting back at you.
And it's, fuck. It's Gertrude.
There's perverts in the walls. God.
Well, Cartman.
Cartman?
Cartman?
Yeah. Yeah, Cartman has no fucking clue what I just said.
No, I'm just doing my thing at the moment, but yeah, what's up?
Cartman, have you forgotten that we're recording an episode currently?
What did I say, like, what was it, like, last session where I said, Cartman, I love that every single episode you act like it's your very first episode of podcasting ever?
Yeah.
It's the greatest thing.
It is. Yeah, this is Cartman's first daily mode.
I love it. I love it.
As the night goes on, you're sleeping in the brothel, there's various different noises of various different creatures doing various different activities. How much sleep you get is debatable. Duncan, as you're aware, there are people watching you through the walls.
Want to go for the show? You get Bunny Boy over here for you.
That's it. Everyone else, roll me a D100 to see if you've been watched too.
I got watched, and all of a sudden I slowly watched as a little saw started sawing a tiny hole in the wall.
Yeah, like hit fire.
In a questionable location.
Well, originally, Tugan's role was to be if it was over 50, he got touched in the night, so...
It's supposed to be 60, oh God, 69.
Gertrude,
69!
No.
Needs to be 69.
Gertrude, no, that's a 6.
No, if it was over.
Oh,
yeah, so Flower's 94 is really worrying.
Oh, no.
Well, obviously Gertrude's not getting watched.
It's
she's
not the
point, one watching.
Else.
Exactly, that makes sense.
Flower wakes up and sees that his butt plug is missing.
Yeah. Wait, what was missing last night?
Actually, yeah, that is exactly it. You wake up and your butt plug's missing. Cap, what happens to you in the night?
Can I roll an instinct check?
Sure, we'll gobbly make you.
Well, I mean, it was only a 58, so I didn't get touched, but can I, like, do I have a sense that I'm being watched or something?
Yeah.
And can I roll an instinct check to, like, determine what it is that's watching me?
I mean, it's probably one of the, you know, patrons or whatnot.
So it doesn't matter?
No. Not really.
Do you know if they have cock in hand?
Cock or cock?
Yeah, maybe tell you what, if I kick hard a particular part of the wall, could I kill one?
I mean, I wouldn't say kill, but you could probably cause some damage, sure. Dick in
the wall. Right, what would I need to do to
dick in the wall.
Kick the exact right point in the wall to either damage or scare my particular pervert?
I want an instinct check, and I want it to be over 6.
Oh, well, I'll get D8.
Boom, great.
And I got a 4.
Yeah, no, it's not over 6. So
one of them has a foot fetish and gets off on it.
You just hear scampering off of the wall.
Alright, well, I mean, I scared them away, that's fine.
Well, what you think of, but you know, then you notice another little hole appear somewhere else instead.
Damn perverts.
It's a creepy brothel, you know, one of those weird ones.
Claris is too old to be bothered.
Jacob sleeps in the sitting up position with his ears raised.
Oh god.
Claris, what happens to you in the night?
Well, I got a 56, so I did not get touched.
No, if it was over 50.
No, you said if it was over 69.
I said 50. Tugan said 69.
Then Cap also got touched.
Exactly, as I just said.
Oh. So Claris is just
lots of touching.
Touching, watching, eat there.
Claris notices the pervert's in the wall and is initially unfazed by the like holes at eye height, scratches his ass with one hand, makes the right eye contact, not blood. Then he sees, like, he looks down by the side of his bed and he sees a hole a little bigger than an eye hole should be carved into the floorboards. I think he spends the entire night, like, in the corner shaking with the bone held up in front of him, like...
Alright.
It's all submission only. I'm taking them!
Meanwhile, you will hear in the distance,
"Damn it, you that, who let the pervert in?"
Who let the pervert out, more like? Wait, Madge, is that you? Down there?
That's your Cecilia.
Jesus.
Damn it, I had my dick in my hand. They've got us cockroaches for nothing.
Give me pervert.
I'm just holding like, an amputated dick because obviously Mark
told you that was
woman.
A one-time thing.
I'm just holding an amputated dick.
I have that dick in my hand. Damn.
Gotta run.
Whose dick it is, you don't know.
Never
still
will.
Wiggling.
And as the day rises, you'll eventually make your way downstairs. As, you know,
definitely not the amputated dick. It's amputated. It ain't riding for shit.
There's a monitor lizard behind the bar just cleaning a cup with its tongue, and you know, there's another rabbit at the piano. It's kind of passed out though, so it's not really playing just yet.
You wouldn't be cleaning that with your tongue if you knew what I did with it.
He's into that shit. You don't know.
He just stares blankly and just shrugs.
Oh, you like that kind of stuff?
Damn it, Marge, leave the damn lizard alone. Or Eugenette, I can't remember.
You know, I actually don't really know which am I. If I'm Jeanette or you Marge, I have no fucking clue at this point.
Does it really matter? We're not exactly main characters here.
I keep calling you Marge, but so I'm gonna assume I'm Janet.
Damn it, maybe I wanna be Janet for a day.
Well, fuck you, I'm Janet.
If I know how to call you
who
Marge.
Who are you calling Pinhead?
Eastwood, do you come back into the doors at this point, or are you really in there? What are you up to?
No, I'm still at the station, doing various tasks over there.
I don't reckon we better hunt down those rats soon.
Yeah, the last job you were given was to go to the ranch and see what's going on over there. But
well, first, I want to go to the police station and make a formal report.
So would I.
Go for it.
For the perverts?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's perverts in the wall over there.
What are you... Why are you surprised? It's a brothel. Why would you stay there if you didn't want to be touched?
I was literally thinking the same thing. Like, it's a fucking brothel.
heard sex going on in the other room. No.
As far as I'm aware, we don't work there.
I think at this point, Jacob's just going to put his hands up and go, all right, misunderstanding on my point then. Let's carry on.
I would like to find my plug. Someone stole my plug.
What kind of plug are you talking about?
The kind you see in a brothel, obviously.
Yes. Well,
catchphrase about it.
You'll have to find a makeshift one. Maybe we can find you a cork or something.
There are a few barrels and a few corks around, you know. A
couple of cactus.
You got aim between a cork gun.
Oh.
Ammunition.
That's a horrible idea.
A compact enough tumbleweed.
What's the thing? Western girls make do?
Anything is important. That's right, I don't know.
Alright, so I'm going to take my sheep sherpa and we're going to head towards the cattle ranch.
Anything you want to say to him, Eastwood? Westwood? Whichever one it is.
Westwood.
Before they go.
Kind of glancing at some stuff here.
Heaven's locker.
I can't think of anything in particular. Just, well, you guys, you all, good luck. Report back if you see anything or hear anything interesting that I might need to know about.
Our grit's not filled up by anything, is it?
Hmm?
Our grit didn't get filled up by anything, did it?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, we all had a good sleep. I think that's surely grit recharging.
Sleep. Good.
Yeah, getting molested ups your grit. We all know this.
I can apparently say.
Well, as you make your way towards the edge of town, you'll notice there is a donkey. It's kind of chilling. Oh.
That won't fit.
Don't worry about that.
Pay no attention to the men behind the curtain.
Yep, you'll notice there's a donkey kind of just chewing on some hay. Yeah, it's got like a little... It's got a little buggy strapped to the back of it. Looks over. You are a lift.
For some reason, I can smell rats in that buggy.
I'm looking at your lip, though.
Well, hop in the buggy. Where are you going? We're the kind of taxis around this here parts.
We're going to a cattle ranch.
Yeah, fair enough, big chap. We want to go to the cattle ranch, please.
Aye. It's work. And yeah, just hop into the back of this buggy and off you settle down off to the ranch. And
anyone
you
bring a road trip mixtape or anything? No.
It's all carnival. Oh, I can't say the name of any bands. Fuck.
Yeah, so, you make your way there. You see a bunch of cattle in the distance. They're just kind of looking a bit nervous, looking a bit scattered.
I have a mixtape, but it's just Carrie Underwood before she bleeds.
Oh, fuck.
Alright, I jump out of the buggy, I wave towards the cattle, and I say, good morning, my bovine brethren. We are here on behalf of the sheriff.
Well, it's about time.
Quite right, sir, quite right. Here you've been having some issues with some tiny banditos.
Damn rats been stealing the milk.
The milk, those bastards. I didn't realise they were quite so depraved.
They don't just take it straight from us, they take it down from the barn over there.
I mean, that's still bad.
A little less perverted, but yes, still bad.
We don't know what they want it for. But They keep coming at night. The sheep are useless. They don't do fuck all.
Can you show us where you keep this milk?
Right. It'll take, one of them take you over. It's the bull of the group.
Right, we want to inspect the crime scene.
Yeah, it's,
What's our role for forensics?
I mean, forensics? I suppose maybe an instinct or a noggin? No, instinct. It's seeing.
Nice. Let's go for instinct. I'm going to walk into this barn where they keep their milk. I'm going to inspect the bottles thoroughly. I have a D8 for instinct. And I roll a 4.
Yeah, you'll notice there's definitely some bottles missing. There's some footprints in the dirt, or rat prints, and they're all kind of leading in from like a small hole, and like they've chewed a hole through the side of the building, and you can see it just trailing off into the distance.
All right, well, we know where we get in. I guess I'll turn back around to the cow and I'll say, hey, we've got a hole here, you might want to get this patched up. Are we able to sample the milk?
I guess so.
Okay. Can I just say, before you even finish the question, Toucan is already sampling the milk.
Sipping.
Oh, yep, and he's like, it looks like, oh shit, I should have asked. And he's like trying to like wipe off the milk around his beak. Like, I wouldn't do anything.
Jacob plays it off as if he already knew. So, fucking hell, Toucan. My partner, Toucan here, as an expert in
thick white liquids
and sampling.
It's very good milk.
If you had asked first, I would have told you which ones had the laxatives in for the decoys.
Oh no! And I'm just like shitting, like immediately. Like, oh no!
The cow will give a knowing wink to Jacob and a slight chuckle and be like, that was a joke, but I think your poor friend might want to go.
He's lactose intolerant.
Toucan, there's no laxatives. Why did you shit yourself?
This is when Toucan realizes he's horribly lactose intolerant. It has nothing to do with being laxative. And he's like, oh, the laxatives. He's like, oh, that's not laxatives.
Good Lord, Toucan. Okay, Jacob's going to take one of the milk bottles and just take a wee sip out of it.
Sure.
Is there anything that you can tell from the milk?
It's milk. I don't exactly know what you want from the milk.
Do we get
What's the vintage of this milk? Yeah. Take a whiff of it.
Is it like a health increase, grit increase? Is there...
Oh, you want to have it as a stat thing, right? How did I not know that? Sure, it's a fairly big bottle. It's probably the same as a donkey nut sized bowl, which was, if I can remember how big the damn thing was. Two can feel free to help me out here.
Oh, I don't have that shit written down. That's on you. You're the DM. You're supposed to have this shit written down.
Yeah, but I'm trying to remember where I put it.
I mean, Cap currently has one. Does he know?
No, I don't.
You have a Dunkin' Nuts bottle of whiskey. You want it in a
SP of 6.
We didn't really have the Dunkin' Nuts bottle. We just drank it at the bar, didn't we?
Yeah, well, we didn't take that with us.
Fair enough. Yeah, it's an SP of 6. And it'll be a health regen of... Oh, let's say. Yeah, you know, it's a D6 of both health and grit. And you can also use it as a bonk of a D10.
Nice, you got space in your bag for that, Took. Oh, actually, I'll hand it to my sheep sharper.
I do not, sadly.
Yep, only my sheep sharper now has the bottle.
Yeah, it only has a D10 worth of holding capacity, by the way.
Well, he's got the gun, which is 5.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, did you say 6 for the bottle?
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, Toucan, do you have a space for this bottle?
No, I've only got 4 SP left.
Okay, well, guess I'm just going to have to enjoy my sip of the milk just now. and leave it where it is.
Fair enough.
Right, let's inspect the hole.
I mean, does anyone else want to do anything inspection-wise? You know, there's...
See if I can find any... See if I can find any rat tracks to see what direction they're coming from, or what they were doing in here when they stole it.
I point out, you'll also find around this area there's a whole bunch of old broken down mechanical bulls. This seemed to be kind of one of the areas that they would keep live animals just to kind of show off in the park.
Hot to trot.
Well, the rat tracks coming from the hole, so we've already found where the rat tracks are coming from.
Yeah, fair enough. So the hole then.
So what do you want to look for now?
Anything else that's been tampered with?
Well, make the rolls then, and tell me what you're looking for.
I mean...
Like any evidence?
Yeah.
Fingerprints? I mean,
you know it's the rats.
Yeah, well, I'm suggesting that we, like, go outside.
How many?
Go around to the other side of the barn where the hole is, and check where the tracks come from.
Yeah.
I would like to go with Mr. Jacob on this aspect. If he's already found the tracks, then obviously we need to follow the tracks.
Fair enough. Anyone else want to do anything for that?
There's no sign that there's still rats in the barn currently or anything hiding away.
So, I mean, yeah. there is five of us, and I know as the DM, they absolutely love when we split the party. How about Mr. Jacob and I leave, and then you guys investigate the barn?
And I go set foot all the way over here.
Yep.
Yes, and then the skunk goes elsewhere. So we have three different playthroughs going at the same time. Perfect. I love it. Actually, there's five of us, so we can technically do five. I'll leave and do my own thing, and then the skunk can leave.
Yeah, Fred and Daphne are going to check upstairs as well.
So what's actually happening here? Who's doing what?
I am with Mr. Jacob, and we're going to investigate.
Cool. Well, as you two go outside, yes, you'll see the tracks continue off into the distance. Do any of the other three want to do anything beforehand?
I want to check to see, make sure there's no sign of any, like, leftover rat boy hiding in the barn.
Cool. Roll me a instinct, because you're looking for one. I want it to be over a five.
Okay.
Of a sabotage.
Instinct is a D. And a C. That's an 8.
That's an 8. Yeah, you'll notice there's something up in the rafters for sure, and it's definitely rat-shaped.
Gertrude, is Gertrude still with me, right? She didn't leave. It was just took me to
the
right?
Gertrude's still there.
Mind Amy a quill or two at that that thing up there.
Yeah, sure. I'll do that. Can I just fire away?
I mean, yeah, you can fire one away, and that'll start the... start the combat as three rats jump down. In a second we'll see if you can hit them with that quill, because I haven't got the sheet up yet. I need to get the sheet.
What's the roll on that one?
I think we had it written down, buddy.
It should be on my sheet, but I can't see it. I think it said D6.
How is it you lose things off your sheet so often?
Yeah.
Okay, so... Cartman, it would really help if you had that on there, but never mind. Yeah, go on in. D6 to see if it can scurry out of the way of it.
Three.
That's three. They have a D10 scurry. I mean, they'll drop down anyway, but let's just see if they can hit one. That's a nat one. So, yeah, you actually managed to hit one of them.
Yeah.
Can you remember the damage of them?
Yeah, it's a D... I want to say D8. Let's have a look. Yeah, it's D8.
Do you even have a sheet, Carmen?
I do.
I'm making that shit up as you go along.
Oh, a nice 8 value. Yeah, so you managed to stick one in the arse with a nice quill. You do have 9 more shots of that to go. And now it's initiative turn. So can Manny, Gertrude and Kolaris roll me your initiative? The other two are outside the building. I'll do one for each of them, so that's a 10.
It's rags in combat for us too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you'll hear it. Whether or not you actually want to join in is another question entirely.
Do you hear anything? Same setup there?
I don't hear anything. Do you hear anything?
I haven't heard anything yet.
I haven't heard anything. Yeah, okay, great.
That's an 8 for
right. That's an 8 for you.
2.
That's 2. Ouch. Carmen, you going to roll your scurry?
Yeah. 4.
That's a... cool. Okay.
Damn, Gertrude's fast. She has a
deep 10. Yeah. Well, away you go. 3 rats have dropped down. They're now standing in front of you.
Right, whose turn is it? Mine. Right. Good.
3 rats isn't too much of a problem. I do remember them being vaguely irritating to hit, though.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna just double scratch, I'll say, this rat, see if we can get him out of the fight.
Yep, so one of the rats nearest to you.
That is dog shit. That is a 1 and a 2 to hit.
Oh, that one definitely misses. That's 2 attacks. Let's just see what happens. Well, you actually hit the second one.
Somehow. Shouldn't.
Somehow.
That's that, and that, plus 1. So that's 10 damage. To that guy.
That's 10 damage.
Polaris whiffs one over its head and then manages to get him on the backswing.
Exactly, so as it ducks down and looks back at you with a beaded eyes, you crack it across the jaw and break his bottom jaw off. Gertrude, this one has a quill sticking out of it and its jaw hanging off, and there's 2 others that are just looking at you. What are you going to do?
Shaving razor.
Shaving razor, go ahead.
Shaving
razor. 7. Cool, right. 7, so you do hit.
Cool. So I roll my scratch for my damage, which is 2.
Yep.
And
the bonk.
The bonk, which is 4, so 6. But I get stunned.
Which one you hit?
The one with the quill poking out of him.
The one with the claw hanging out. So he is now stunned. Is there not bleed on that as well?
There is, yes. One
of.
It's a bleed of X. One bleed. No, just one bleed.
One bleed. Yes. Okay, so by the time that turn's coming around, he'll have one bleed. This thing's looking near enough dead. You've kind of smacked its jaw off. You stabbed it in the arse, and now you've kind of slit its throat. Manny Manure. Off you go. What are you going to do? Yes.
We're in a barn, aren't we? Surrounded by hay. My only weapon is a flamethrower.
Yes.
He's not that fucking stupid, so he won't use the flamethrower. He'll just have to get his clothes out again.
If only you were offered a gun.
I don't have the SP. That's why I was asking for a bandolier. I don't have... I have 6 SP and it's all been taken up.
You could have swapped out the bum flamethrower.
Ah, so that was a 3 SP, and I think the weapon was... What was the weapon?
5.
4?
5.
I don't want to have the SP again.
Yeah.
That's why I've not been able to take any other
weapon. Maybe there's a bag around here somewhere after this fight. Let's go on then, use your claws.
Use your claw.
I'll do one whole round and then we'll see if the other 2 here.
Ooh!
Ooh, natural 8. Yeah. And you miss with a 9. So, 3 rats, 3 attacks. That's 3. You know what? They're going to pull out their own rubber band guns. Because, yeah, they're armed as well. And, of course, let's just see if they hit first. That's 3 shots with a D10. A 4, a 6, and a 2. And they're going to go against... probably going to go against Kalaris, so roll me 3 scurries to see if you miss.
Right. 3 scurries. Plus 2 to all of those.
Well, so... you missed the first one. You're not missing the second one, but you missed the third one. So you take...
1 hit.
Right.
Kalaris 1
hit of a D10. That's 8 damage. You are stunned for...
Damn, these things hit fucking hard.
You're stunned for 1 round. And you also have a bleed for a bleed of 2 for 1 round as well. So you'll miss your next turn. Now, with all this going on, Jacob and Tugan, you're outside. Do you hear anything? I want to know, do you...
How loud are these gunshots?
I mean, well, imagine if you will a cap gun going off, so quite a loud bang. But I do want an instinct roll from the both of you.
Oh, really?
It'll only be a 4.
Ah, my leg!
Well, you got an 8.
Well, there you go, Took. Somehow, Tooken, you have no idea. And yet, Cap, you do.
Tooken's just sort of floating in front of me at the moment, and I just grab him by one of his wee legs, and he goes, right, we need to go back. Come on.
Do we have to, though?
I mean... Yeah, I know what you mean. I feel you. I get it. But they're at least useful for getting in the way of attacks.
All right. Fair.
Wow. They're at least useful for getting in the way of attacks.
Let's go help them.
Well, as you're on your way, you'll hear a lovely friendly little voice before you go into the barn. Oh, hello there. Okay, Cap, never mind. No, you've already done one this month. Fuck it, Flower, give me an ad read.
Slippery Nips. Can't get your partner to shush? Then try our Slippery Nips. They come in 3 sizes. Small, medium, and APOC. For those days where you need a good nip to suck, try our original flavour, or our new flavour, Step on Me Mommy. Remember, we have all the slipperiest nips around. Nom nom.
Are these artificial titties?
Slippery nips.
Okay.
Right, so is this a health thing?
What is it?
Yeah, what is it? Explain this to me.
Advertise nipples.
Yeah.
You know, like the little.
Like some sort of nipple themed chew toy?
You know, like, you know, like the little, like, disc sweets? Where they got, like, basically a little nip on them?
I don't think I know the titty sweets. I don't think I've had those.
I know the ones you're referring to.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yes. So it is a food then.
Yeah,
Do you know what? D4, and it's SP of 1, I guess. Do you want them in a packet? Do you want them individual?
Whatever somebody else is going to have to take them, because I've not got space.
Okay, so suddenly out of nowhere, this postperson Peter Droll will drop a slippery nip on the floor. It's a D4 of health and an SP of 1. Exactly. And yeah, they'll scamper off.
Anybody want this? I can't take it.
Right, Kolaris, you suffer 2 points of bleeding damage. And your turn is skipped for this one. But as of the next one, you'll be back in action. Gertrude, what are you going to do?
Still gonna bash him with my shaving razor.
Cool, go for it. You're gonna take the one that's nearly dead, or are you gonna take one of the others?
Hang on. Didn't that one that nearly died have bleed damage?
Yes, it does, but it's not his turn yet.
And then I have the other guy.
Okay. And that's it after this round. You can come back in. And. Oh, they miss. They completely dodge out of the way of you. Manny, what are you going to do?
He's only using his claws to go for one that's damaged.
I'll use the flamethrower, I'll go for it. If you hit that one, then something bad happens.
Oh, fucking hell. Okay, then he'll line as many as he can.
Oh, so you can do 2. Roll me the 50-50 first.
Oh, is it another D4 on it?
Oh, D4, D2. Oh, go on, Elsa, you can hit with that one.
Okay. D6 plus 3 burn.
Yep.
2 damage plus 3 burn. I think it burns for how many rounds? Just says burn 3. Cause burn 3 per round. Coin flip to hit. That's it. That's all I got on the notes.
I'll roll a D4 and we'll see. That's 4 burn, was it, or 3 burn?
3 burn.
As both well, Cartman that... and Flo are just making up their weapons every time we start a new game.
I think so, yeah.
This is all I got from my notes.
Cool, well they're now on fire, so unless they take a turn to put themselves out, that will double next turn, by the way. Right, speaking of next turn, it is their turn. First rat will take 1 point of bleeding damage, which doesn't heal until they put it out themselves. The second set of rats will take 3 points of fire damage, which now doubles, because fire, unless they take a turn to put it out, will double every turn. However, that still is three attacks, and they're going to go after you now, Manny. Three, six, and three. Rocking three scurry checks.
Okay. They all got plus one on them.
Oh, ho, ho.
Ooh, okay. So you managed to miss every single one of those attacks. It's at this point that Tuukka and Jacob will come into the barn, if they're actually going to.
Yeah, we're coming.
Yeah, is Tuukka back?
Yes.
Okay. Kalaros. You are now good to go.
Got to admit, you little fellows pack quite a punch. That guy's probably dead next turn, so I'll go for this one. And how much gross double scratch again?
I think we're now all going to have a sit down and discuss weapons at some point, because everyone seems to be making this shit up again.
I'm not making shit up. I'm really...
No, I know you're not.
I'm being good, I promise. There we go. 5 and a 7 to hit.
5 and a 7 to hit on the middle one, yeah?
Yep, middle boy.
That is a 5 and a 3, but attack is advantage, so you hit both of them.
Right, so then... Okay, hang on. That's the first one, and then that's the second one, they both hit plus one. So, 16 damage plus... It kills them, put it that way. I can see the health bar, but I can't do math. 18 plus 7 is 25, plus 6 is 31, I think.
Yeah, you definitely just splat this rat into pieces.
Yeah, intestines go everywhere.
Yeah, it's still on fire. Rafters. Gertrude, what are you going to do after this rat just explodes in front of you after Kalaros seemingly just looks at it?
Well, that's gruesome. Anyway, I need to give the other one the close to shave. Shaving razor. It's the only answer. 2.
Oh, that's a 2. And that's a 5. So this one just dodges out of the way. It's on fire.
Just keep missing.
But yeah. Now, Manny, what are you going to do?
He's got a taste for the flames now, so he's going to go for more of the flames.
Okay, so you can set one of them on fire, or even more on fire.
Yeah. 4.
That's it.
That was hit from last time, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah, well, I mean, just roll your scrap to see if you hit the thing first as well.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah.
We should have been doing that, to be honest. That should have been one of the things. That's an 8. That's a 5. Yeah, you do definitely hit. So, yeah, roll your damage.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's a 5 then.
So, yeah.
Oh, this plus the burn, which would now be up to 9 every round.
Sure.
Yeah, because you had 3, that doubled to 6, then you put 3 more onto it, that's 9. Well, one of the rats bleeds out completely, leaving one rat literally an inferno. I'm going to say it's going to run at you. It's going to run full pelt towards you. I'm going to roll a scrap, just general scrap, and I want you to roll a scurry. That's a 6 you need to beat. Okay.
Burn the grit.
Go on then.
2, so
you
got
need
2.
To burn 2 grit. Yep, okay, yeah. This rat then runs straight past you. It's flaming.
It steps out of the way.
Just completely, you know, it's ablaze. It runs off and it just keeps running. It disappears off into the distance. and eventually just collapses down into a char-grilled pile of corpse.
Jacob steps into the barn and goes, "We're here to help."
Literally as soon as one of the rats explodes in front of you.
Gertrude did very well. MVP.
I think you find that was Kolaris. But never mind.
He's bigging up Gertrude.
Yeah, fair nice. Enough.
She did get the first hit in. Now what were you two layabouts getting up to? Achieve anything in your lives yet?
Well, you picked up the trail.
Fair enough.
And Clarice is going to pop open a milk. I believe that heals.
Yeah, sure. Just heal up, yeah. I can't remember what I literally said for that a couple of seconds ago now.
Can Manny loop the elastic bands off the rats and give them to our pistol toters?
Yeah, only fired, what, 2 shots, I think it was? So, yeah, there's 18 more shots for whoever wants them.
Oh, also, nipple distribution. Who has them?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, give the extra ammo to my sheep.
Yeah, ammunition doesn't weigh anything in this one for now.
To my butler. Give it to my butler.
Yeah, my Sherpa has all the ammo.
Right, so you can basically just keep drinking milk until you're fully healed if you really want to.
And I will.
Fair enough. You just chug an entire bottle of milk. And yeah. Now you're in a barn, there's bits of rat everywhere, and you know, these two have found the trail, but yeah, what do you want to do?
Suppose we should hunt them down.
You're going to go and hunt them down. You're not going to go back and report?
Shame we couldn't interrogate any of them.
Right? You're not going to go back to report to the sheriff that you found that trail or anything like that?
Blood to death.
Can certainly do that. Do you think it's worth the risk of more rats coming here in the meantime? Jacob, you're usually the one that makes such decisions.
Yes, lead.
Well, we found a trail. We know what direction to lead in. Can we get Tukin to maybe do a quick fly up and see if he can pinpoint the location of the rats?
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. Do I need a roll to fly up?
I mean, not to fly, but it'd be basically another instinct check. I'm going to say it's going to be...
Well, we know the direction. We just
that's a nat one, so whatever we say it's going to be, I'm probably not going to see it.
Got the wrong word.
Yeah. No, the sun's in your eyes, you know.
Ah, shit!
You pull your hat down, it goes over your eyes. You kind of whack yourself into a wall. But you don't do any damage. You just kind of fall into a pile of hair.
I didn't see anything, so, Mr. Jacob.
That's fine, Tukin. Don't you worry. What we need to do is we need to find the location of the rat hideout. And then we need to send a message back to the wolf. So I think we should follow the trail for now.
Right then.
Fair enough.
Happy to come along.
Well, as you follow the trail along, it takes you through what would have once been the pathways of the park, now long overgrown with ornamental cacti and various other stereotypical Western plants.
Ornamental cacti are growing.
Yeah.
Cute. Okay.
Yeah, don't ask. It's mutated. One of them turns around and asks you how your day was. You know.
Jacob politely makes small talk with it.
Oh, how's the weather?
I don't think we should stay too long here. Seems like a real prick.
No, I'm having a great conversation. I'm asking with Mr. Jacob having a great conversation with his cactus.
Half his backstory.
Yeah. Just waves and yeah, nice sunny day.
Oh my gosh, it can move its limbs. Mr. Jacob, did you see that?
I did see that. I'm quite impressed.
It has become a blip.
Well, my cactus friend, we will maybe return on our way back, and we will see you again shortly.
All right, cool. Yeah, last one.
Toodles.
As you carry on past the living cacti.
You secretly met the true boss of this campaign. It was the glorious night all along.
Didn't expect me this whole time!
You will come across a ride that simply looks like an old minecart area.
Arise!
Someone give me the name of this minecart roller coaster.
Mad Minesweeper?
I was going to say something really bad then, but I don't know.
Someone save really, karma.
Minecraft.
No.
Minescape.
Hey, he didn't say it. He said, yeah. Mindscape.
Mines.
Super Shaft.
Mineshaft.
Mindscape Super Coaster.
Okay, now we're just sounding German.
I don't want to sound really bad, but actually, Mindscape is actually a
Mine!
A multi massive player online brand for like a MMO.
What is?
Generic multiplayer game. Generic multiplayer game coaster.
I'm just actually having a look now. Is Mindscape a thing?
I think it's escape game, but it's not Mind.
My Rusty Shaft.
No, it's a mod for a certain thing, but it's not an actual thing, I don't think. Cool. So, yeah, Mindscape. And, you can see there's rats kind of in and out of the tunnels. They look like they're up to things. They're moving crates and little wagons around.
All right, so we're
can I immediately raise my gun and shoot one?
Oh, come on.
Mr. Jacob, do I take the shot? And as soon as I say it, I accidentally pull the trigger. Oh. My bad.
You know, I've heard roast token is lovely. Very succulent.
Huh. Oh,
I've got the flame.
Okay, as you manage to fire the shot
accidental. My bad,
you know,
guys.
It just happenstance. It happens at the same time. One of them drops a very large crate on the floor, so the noise is covered up.
Okay, right. I got a second chance to say.
Well, I did
cover.
I did aim at one. I hate to work on. I did aim at one, so I just
please
have it on my side. Do I hit it? Do
Took
I hit him. It?
Took it. Please.
Roll me a scrap roll to see if you hit it first. I'm going to roll a. Yeah, it's a.
That's a four.
No, you don't.
Okay.
It
perfect.
Rolled an eight.
Just bend
perfect.
It down.
There we go. There we go. The way I missed completely.
That might be why the crate fell over, but you'll never know exactly.
I grab the token and drag him behind a rock. Or a barrel.
Oh, did I fuck up? Did I fuck up?
It's okay. It's okay. Just please give it a second.
I just got excited. I have the deputy hat on, and I have the gun, and I just got really excited.
You know, all of it. I don't want to question your personal habits, Jacob. But what, Rabbit Man? Why is he suddenly so desperate for your approval? Can't you keep that shit in private?
I've technically always been pawning for Mr. Jacob's approval.
I can ignore it before.
Yeah, like I've technically always been doing that. Like since literally the beginning. I think
yes,
Mr. Jacob has been a common
now.
Phrase in my mouth this whole time.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with his behavior.
Not the only thing in his mind.
He was a little bit enthusiastic there, but we can forgive him.
We can, I guess.
Right. We need a volunteer. We've found the location. We need someone to go back and tell the townspeople and the sheriff.
Well, if we get to a Sherpa to drop the shit behind the rock, they can probably do that.
Can he do that? Can we send the Sherpa back?
Sure.
Oh, the ammo.
Yeah, we're going to obviously take all the stuff off of the Sherpa and put it in this barrel at the start of the mine.
I mean, it only has 10
Oh, jeez.
What not? So, you'll have to be careful with what you're giving it.
We're taking stuff off of it. We're taking the stuff away from it.
Yeah, we're taking the stuff off of it.
Oh, you're taking the stuff off of it.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying, if would the wolf get the message if we sent the Sherpa back, or is the Sherpa stupid?
I mean, you'd have to be pretty fucking stupid not to be able to point in a direction.
I mean, it is a fucking... It is a sheep, after all.
He's employed him. Probably mildly competent.
All I want to know is, will the wolf get the message if we send the sheep back?
Roll me a noggin check.
Right.
Over 5.
Well, my noggin's only a d6, so here we go.
Yeah, you think this thing will get there, it'll march its way directly there, and it will not get deviated along the route.
All right, lads, I've got an idea. See if you agree with me here. We could send my sheep Sherpa back.
Seems reasonable enough.
Does nobody want to disagree with me?
We don't have meta knowledge. So you don't know what you rolled, actually.
Oh, actually, hold on a fucking second. I am going to talk to God.
Oh,
go for it.
I'm going to use my my ability. Let's see how much it's 2 grit per word. So how do I word this?
Why is it doing that?
Sheep go home.
Mr. Jacob.
Yes.
We're going to bet a game here. I have an ability called Find Clue that you don't have to burn grit.
Okay, but that doesn't help us get the answer.
What are you wanting to know?
We'll get real close, though.
Like, you wanted to know what the sheep's going to do instead? Or, like, what information are we seeking?
All I want to know is if we send the sheep back, will the wolf get the message?
Fuck no, you got that one and he told you it would. Common sense says he's not getting that message, at least not anytime soon.
Oh, yeah, but that's metagaming.
Yeah, that's because that's just I don't know, I'm not sure. So I want to be sure. So I can do a fourth wall break here.
Alright, off to you.
I mean, we're nearly at the end of the episode, so yeah, go for it. How many grit are you spending?
I'm thinking 6. I think I can do this in 3 words.
Okay, ask me the 3-word question.
I think, will sheep succeed is probably... Or is that not specific enough? What do you think?
Will sheep succeed? No fucking way.
I'm not talking
way.
To you right now. Alright. Is that your answer?
Yeah. No fucking way. Shit. It's a sheep. It's dumb as shit.
Okay, well, Jacob has talked to God and has come to the conclusion that sending the sheep back is a bad idea.
Okay, then I use my ability, Find Clue.
Okay, what clue are you after?
I want to know... Is... Well, obviously, I need a clue as to what we're supposed to... That's basically for Find Clue is what to do next. Are we meant to fight these creatures? Or are we needing to run back and notify the sheriff?
Well,
I was going to suggest that one of us go back and notify the sheriff and the rest of us can fight.
Agree. Along those lines. Like, it would be more... It would succeed, more likely to succeed if one of the player characters do.
Cool. The sheriff telling you about what the job was, if Stiles wants to remind them.
The job was...
Oh my god, Stiles is still here.
Yeah, I'm still here. basically, the job was to... The initial job to the ranch or the overall job?
Overall.
Overall was just to go and take out all the rats for me.
Yeah, you'll flash back to that moment and hear that.
You know what's awesome is I did this at the end of an episode, and I can only do this once per episode because I could technically do this very first thing next episode if I wanted
that
to as
you
well.
Can.
Yes, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
So does that mean there's no point in sending anyone back for the wolf?
It sounds like yes. From what I remember, from my recollection, I don't think we're going to get any help from the sheriff, Mr. Jacob.
Well, I wasted some grit on the God speak there. That's fine. Fuck it. It looks like we're all going in.
I think we just gotta fight these fuckers. Let's go and take them out.
Who's got the guns? Tuggan?
You and I, as far as I know. I think the... Well, you did send the Sheep Sherpa back. Did you arm him?
No, the Sheep Sherpa's not been sent back yet. He's still here.
Ah, so we've got the Sheep Sherpa with a gun. So that gives us an extra party member, DM. I look towards the sky. No, yes? 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 Yes?
It's already been established.
We'll see about it. Try and convince me during the week in between episodes.
So here's what? I'd convince you between the week. What do you want me to send you, like, porn of me or something, or what?
Why was that your first
time? Absolutely. I'll send you some dick. Yes. I'll send you the dick. I'll send you the dick.
Definitely
the dick pics.
Not going to get it.
Yeah, I'll send you the dick pics. Don't worry. You'll get it. Grow one home, he constantly hammers me for these dick pics, but I guess I'll send them now. Yeah. Yeah, Cap gets it too. We all get hammered for these porn, for constant pornography from Matt. Yeah. I guess we'll just have to do it. Yeah.
That's what the pats are. They're payment.
Flower Cap and I are just not artistically inclined, so we have to just send actual photos of ourselves. It's awful.
Why do you think I started going to
gym? Join us next episode. Join us next episode. If you want to see us on socials. It's a Pint of Cthulhu. By the sounds of it, there's not one to set up an OnlyFans, so you know, you never know.
Only Matt.
Yeah, it's a very tasteful bathroom, Matt.
The Bite of Cthulhu tasteful nude calendar.
Thank you very much, and goodbye.